face, spelling my name all over the place. I do anything that you want to do, but I'm honey, they all do what I do. Double my blues face. You can do anything from the top of my blues face. But it's one for the month, two for the show. Free to get ready now, go, can't go, but don't. Double my blues face. You can do anything from the top of my blues face. Hey! For the show, I'm free to get ready now. Go, Cantaloupe, don't you? Double my blues ways. You can do anything when they hold my blues ways. It's a blue, blue, a blue ways shoe. Blue, a blue ways shoe, baby. Blue, blue, a blue ways shoe. Blue, blue, a blue ways. You can do anything when they hold my blues ways.
Said I got a woman way across town, good to me. Oh, oh yeah. And I said I got a woman way across town, she's good to me. Oh yeah. I see my baby, don't you understand? Fusses, it treats me right. Never run in the streets, leaving me alone. She knows a woman's place. Right there, now in a home, I got a way across town. Good to me. Oh, I said I got a woman way across town. I got a woman. My horse has left. Mm-hmm. Come on, you can do it. Come on. Mm-hmm. That's it. It just tapers off to nothing. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I mentioned like a man on a bus. My friends say I'm acting a wild bug. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. My knees are weak. I can't seem to stand up from all the feet. Ooh, who do you think of when you have such a look? I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Yeah. Oh, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little screwed up, but I'm
the ball game on his heart. I'm proud to say that she might want a good woman to learn. I'm all shook up.
Good evening. Thank you. Thank you very much. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Big Freaky International Hotel. With these little weirdo dolls on the walls. And these little funky angels in the ceiling. This is my first live appearance in 9 years. Thank you. I appeared dead a few times, but this is my first live appearance. Before the evening is over, I will have made a complete, total fool of myself. And I hope you get a kick out of watching it. Also, I have to go back here during the show and drink a lot of wawa. It's so dry here in Las Vegas, so the singers have something wrong with them. And I can't see what I started to say. The singers have what they call a Vegas throat. It's when you get real dry and you feel like Bob Dylan slapping your mouth, you know. Yes, ma'am. Yes, you bet your bird. One of the first records I ever made. Oh, yeah, I got some stuff back here called Gatorade. Stuff is supposed to work like 12 times faster than water, and they give it to athletes and people who sweat a lot. Looks like it's already been used to me, I'll tell you for sure. But if it aids your gator, it's all right. One of my first records that I made, I recorded back in 1927, I think it was. More like this.
Love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will. Through all the years, till the end of time. Well, and love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will. Love me sweet, tell me you are mine. I'll be yours through all the years, till the end of time. Well, and love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfilled. For my darling, I love you, and I always will.
Thank you very much. I'd like to, every time I put this thing on, man, it's like, you know, had a hard time in the army, and they gave me a rifle. I go, you know. So, hey, yo, tench, hut! I'd like to do a medley of some of my biggest records for you. They were actually no bigger than the rest of them. They were all about the same size, but it sounds impressive. When I first started out in a business, I had three pieces, three instruments. Yeah, what's that? Oh, smoke. Special song for tonight, a message song, you know, something that really says something. Now, this is what I came up with. This is what I came up with. I looked you square in the eye, because that's all she had, was one big square eye right in the middle of it. I said, baby, she said, She was a little weird too, you know. And she had a guitar on, we were both leaned over like this, looking at the floor. So I said, baby? She said, deeper, deeper. I said, baby, baby, you know. So, they're going to come get me, man, I'll tell you for sure. So I stood there and watched the sweat fall on the floor for a while, you know. And I laughed, and she got mad and left. So I was standing there by myself. So I got up very close in her face. I said, baby, baby. And I jumped off the lily pad into the water, you know, sound like a frog. And I sniggered a while, and the girl was gone. See, I was still standing here looking at the floor by myself, you know. Like a stone-cold freak, man. So my legs were getting tired, so I figured I better get on with what I was doing, you know. So I said, baby. She said, Weird chick, man, you know. I said, I got real close to her, and I said, have you got a lot of hairspray on your hair? She said, yeah. Yeah, you know. Her voice cracked. She was a freak, you know. And I watched the sweat fall on the floor again. You know. I got up very, very close to her, and I said, fell asleep. You know.
Long, long time. And I shall lose.
Grand Louisiana. I'd like to, baby, I'll be with you after the show, wait a minute. I'd like to talk to you a little bit, ladies and gentlemen, about how I got started in this business and when. A lot of things that happened from my side of the story. There's been a lot written about what happened from everybody else's side, but not from my side. So, my nose is running, my eyes are running, my ears are running, everything. I started out as a child. No, wrong. Thank you. I started out when I was just out of high school, and I was driving a truck, and I was training to be an electrician, and I got wired the wrong way, baby. That's what happened to me. I was driving a truck one day on my lunch break. I went into a record shop and made a record, you know, just for my own use. I wasn't really trying to get into the business. And the guy put the record out about a year and a half later. And overnight, in my hometown, people were saying, you know, who is he? What is he? Is he? You know. And I'm saying, am I? I didn't know. So he got to be pretty big in my hometown. And it got to be pretty big in certain parts of the country, but nobody really knew who I was, you know. So I started working little nightclubs and little football fields and little alleys and little weird rooms with little things crawling in the ceiling looking back at you. And I did that for like a year and a half. And then in 1956, I met Colonel Sanders. Parker. So they arranged to put me on television. And at that particular time, there was a lot of controversy because you didn't see people moving too much out in public. They were getting it on in the back, but out in public you didn't see it too much. So anyway, I went to New York to do this Steve Allen, Jackie Gleason. Boy, just a matter of time, man. The brain goes, the body, everything. The Jackie Gleason show. So I did three of the Jackie Gleason shows. You know, I'd never been out of my hometown in my life. So I was in New York, clearing my throat, and they said, well, get him out of here, you know. What's that? Oh, smoke. That was a spook, a ghost. So anyhow, Lord have mercy. So anyway, I did the Jackie Gleason show 3 times, and I was in New York. I had sideburns. You know, 14 years ago, it was really weird, you know, walking the street with sideburns. Hair. Get him! Now yeah, he's a squirrel, man, you know. I'm done. I'm like, people wonder why I shook so much. I was, okay, you know. So anyway, what was I? Yeah, I did the Jackie Gleason show 3 times, and then I went to the Ed Sullivan show. And Sullivan, you know, the cameras were photographing me from the waist up. And Sullivan standing over there saying, "Some bitch," you know. So he didn't. I'm saying, "Thank you, Ed, thank you." I didn't know what he was calling me at the time, you know. then I went to, I did two, three or four of the Ed Sullivan shows. And then I went to the Steve Allen show. And they were going to tame me down, you know. So they dressed, what's that? Oh, smoke. Oh. They dressed me in a tuxedo, you know, and I'm standing very still. And they told me not to move. And I'm singing to a dog on a stool, you know. I'm saying, "You ain't nothing but a hound dog." And the dog's going, So I'm watching the dog, you know. So anyway, the next move was Hollywood. So that goes to the mouth. What was I saying, man? Oh, the next move was Hollywood, yeah. So I went to Hollywood, and I wasn't ready for that town, and they weren't ready for me, you know. So first of all, you get a hit record, and you go on television, and then you go to Hollywood. That's how it happens. So I was out there, and you know, it was all new to me. I was like 19 or 20 years old, so it was all exciting, and everybody was saying, "Hey, Mr. President, Mr. President, Mr. President," you know, "Mr. President, on me," you know. So I did "Love Me Tender" and "Loving You," "Loving Her," "Loving Anybody Get My Hands On It" at the time. Then my health was failing, my mind was going bad, and so then I did Jailhouse Rock, and they told me to clean up the act, man, really. Jailhouse Rock, and then I did King Creole. So I'd done 4 pictures. And I was, you know, living it up. I was really getting used to the movie stuff. God. Oh. I've been here a long time, man. That looks like Kirk Kerkorian coming up through there, you know. Him and Howard Hughes or somebody. Anyway, I was getting used to the movie star bitch, you know. I had dark glasses on, you know, sitting in the back of a Cadillac limousine and saying, "I'm a movie star. I'm a zombie. Hey." So, weird, you know, eating hamburgers and drinking Pepsi Colas. So, I did that, you know, I was living it up, man. And then I got drafted. So overnight, it was all gone, man. It was like it was a dream, you know. I was saying, "Was that me? Did it happen?" You know. So all the guys in the service, they just watched me at first to see what I was going to do, you know. They said, "What you going to do?" I'm sitting there going, trying to play the rifle, you know. And so they, they just watched me first to see what I was going to do. And when they saw I was doing the same thing they were, everything was okay, you know. So, but the guys in the service must get awfully homesick because they call each other mother a lot. And they, I kind of picked it up, you know. Didn't go over too well back in Hollywood when I got out, you know. I'd go up to some director, "How you doing, your mother?" You know, they, you know. "Get him out of here, man. He's a squirrel." So, so I came back to Hollywood in 1960, and, oh, it's me. Then I did G.I. Blues in Blue Hawaii and Girls, Girls, Girls. So, anyway, we got into a routine of making pictures, and I was missing contact with the live audience. So, that's why I'm back, and that's, I just want to tell you for myself. So I can play this mother a little bit. see.
Tonight, do you miss me?
tonight. Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a bright summer day, or when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? Do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
I wonder if you're lonesome tonight. You know, someone said the world's a stage, and each must play a part. Fate had me playing in love with you as my sweetheart. Act one was where we met. You read your lines so cleverly, and never missed a cue. Then came act two. You seemed to change, you acted strange. Why, I never know. Honey, you lied when you said you loved me. I had no cause to doubt you. But I'd really go on to hearing your lines. Stage is bare, and I'm standing there with emptiness all around. And if you won't come back to me, then I can bring the curtain down. Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome?
Thank you. All my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I know she wouldn't say. Love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, she would say. I said something. Such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Oh, 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 oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, before I, wait a minute. Oh, Lord. I must... Watch it.
Oh, God.
Lord, have mercy. Ah. It's getting a little wild in here, boy. Before I do anything else, I haven't been out here that long, man, I'll tell you. Before I do anything else, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce the members of my crew that are doing such a fantastic job for me. First of all, the young ladies that opened our show tonight, and they really live up to their name, ladies and gentlemen, the Sweet Inspirations. The beautiful quartet voices you hear in the back belong to the great Imperials, ladies and gentlemen. Imperials. Young man on lead guitar, he's one of the finest guitar players I've ever met. His name is James Burton. James. Young man on rhythm guitar, he makes records for RCA. His name is John Wilkinson. Young man on drums, he's from Dallas, Big D. His name is Ronnie Tutt. Ronnie. Young man on Fender bass, his name is Jerry Schiff. So, he's Tutt, he's Schiff. That's Tutt Schiff any way you look at it, boy. I'll tell you. Young man on piano and organ, his name is Larry Mohobarak. The guy that hands me my water. Watch your court. Here's a good friend of mine. His name is Charlie Hyde. Ladies and gentlemen, Charlie. Our orchestra conductor, ladies and gentlemen, he's a nice fellow. His name is Bobby Morris. Bobby. I'd like you to say hello to the Bobby Morris Woolly Boogers. Ladies and gentlemen. Bunch of squirrels back there, boy. I tell you for sure. There's a couple people in the audience I'd like to say hello to. I'd like to thank them for coming into the show. This young lady at the front table here, I'm sure you know who she is. She's with a wonderful group, and I love her. Her name is Diana Ross, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, baby. There's another guy in the audience. He don't know I know he's here, but I'd like to say hello to him anyway. I worked with his wife once, and I think he's one hell of an actor. He's Michael Ancero. Michael, where are you? Hell, Mike. Yeah. I worked with him and Harum Scarum, right, man. We did a picture together. We'll be all right. Another gentleman in the audience, ladies and gentlemen. He's a fine actor himself. His daddy is John Wayne. His name is Pat Wayne. Pat, where are you, man? How you doing, sir? A record that just did very well for me recently, ladies and gentlemen.
As a snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries, but if there's one thing she don't need, it's another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. Now people, don't you understand, a child needs a helping hand. I hear grow to be an angry young man someday. I take a look at you and me, are we too blind to see? Or do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Will the world turn? And a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as a cold wind blows in the ghetto. And his hunger burns. So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. But then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, he steals a car, he tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd
gathers round an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his head in the ghetto. And as her young man dies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries,
record that I just recorded, ladies and gentlemen. It should be out in a week or 2 weeks. Hope you like it. It's called Suspicious Mind.
Doing to me when you don't believe a word.
What is this? Oh. Sure got a lot of nerve, baby. What you doing? Okay. Thank you. Leon.
See me in the music. like to thank you. You're really a wonderful audience, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you all very much. Especially for you, I'd like to do a song.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I care only in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be the river flow surely to the sea, darling, so it goes, some things are to be.